Support for UpToDate is provided by Geisinger, providing world-class care for our community, here where it matters.
Hello and welcome to UpToDate from WBIA News. I'm Sarah Cinto, here to keep you up to date on all the news you should know about. Today, a local congressional race starts heating up over stock trading. And learn more about a growing maternity care desert in rural Pennsylvania. It's Thursday, March 12th. Let's get into it. We'll get right into politics today. The congressional campaign between Scranton Mayor Paige Cognetti and Congressman Rob Bresnahan is heating up. As WBIA's Boris Krauchnyuk reports, the day after she found out she would be the only Democrat on the ballot, Cognetti took shots at Bresnahan over his stock trades.
Democratic congressional candidate Paige Cognetti accused Congressman Rob Bresnahan of acting corruptly and repeatedly lying about his stock trades Wednesday. At a news conference, Cognetti ripped Bresnahan for promising never to trade stocks as a congressman if elected, then doing just that hundreds of times after he was elected. The Scranton mayor also criticized the first-term Republican congressman for falsely saying he never talks to his financial advisors about stock trades. She pointed to a radio interview with Bresnahan that surfaced this week.
He has a pattern of saying one thing and doing another. Certainly, he has a pattern of stock trading as a voting member of Congress. But to hear that audio where he says he speaks with his financial advisor after having said so many times in the interim that he does not, just shows us who this person is.
In an interview last year with WILK Radio, Bresnahan said he meets with his financial advisor. Cognetti thinks that conflicts with his claim that he never has dialogues with his advisor. He said that during a town hall last June. In an email, Bresnahan campaign spokesman Chris Pack said never having dialogues referred to never telling his advisor how to invest. Pack said everyone's taking the comment out of context. He called Cognetti a Goldman Sachs wealth advisor who's trying to prop up her campaign. Cognetti used to work for the big investment bank. Reporting from Plains Township in Luzerne County, I'm Boris Krauchnyuk, WVIA News.
Thanks, Boris. Find more of that story at WVIA.org. Now, here's an interesting one from one of our statewide partners. Pennsylvania parents and families who have lost loved ones to drug overdoses and addiction say there's a need for grief support services specifically tailored to this kind of loss. They're calling on county and state agencies to use settlement money won in national lawsuits against opioid manufacturing companies to fund grief programs. Nicole Leonard reports on this for WBIA.
There was nothing that could take the pain away when Susan Osterman lost her son Tyler to an overdose in 2020. But she did find comfort through a free grief support program offered in Philadelphia for people affected by drug-related deaths. Now she wants similar services to be offered to all Pennsylvanians who experience this type of loss. Osterman coordinates small peer support groups through her nonprofit, the Philoma Foundation, but wishes she could offer more, like a respite center for grieving families.
Just being around your people and being able to take that mask off, because we're never okay. We're just not. Where you can just take a night, get away. You know, I'd love to have that service offered for people and no cost. Like, no one should have to pay for this with $50 billion coming into the country.
Osterman and other parents and families say they're hopeful that state leaders will use some of Pennsylvania's opioid settlement money to create statewide grief support services and financial assistance for people who need it.
That was Nicole Leonard reporting. Stay with us. There's more up to date after this break.
WVIA News is working hard to be your source for local, state, and national stories that shape your world. We're your connection to stories that truly matter, and we report to you. Find us at WVIA.org.
Welcome back. Now for an extended version of a story you might have heard some of earlier this week. According to the Center for Rural Pennsylvania, nearly half of the state's rural counties do not have hospitals with labor and delivery units. This reflects a nationwide trend of hospitals closing specialized service lines such as obstetrics. WVIA's Lydia McFarlane reports.
Dr. Ethan Gable is an OBGYN at both UPMC Wellsboro and UPMC Cole. The two hospitals are nearly an hour apart. The Cole location no longer has labor and delivery services, so he does his best to accommodate his patients.
Say it's a Cole patient. Well, she can physically go into our office. She sees the nurse. She gets her vital signs. And then she actually remotes in to see me at another hospital. That's kind of bringing care where patients are.
Between 2011 and 2024, Pennsylvania lost 42% of its rural obstetrics units. That's according to an annual report from the Chartis Center for Rural Health. Michael Topchick is its executive director.
And when we ask CEOs why, it's very expensive. It's very risky. And increasingly difficult to provide the high level of service and technology and everything else that's needed to go along with that care.
Topchick says the loss of services like obstetrics is generally an indicator of rural hospitals' financial situations.
We haven't seen a statistical correlation, but we do see alignment directionally. And so I use the term bellwether. It's a canary in a coal mine, so to speak, because what's happening is hospitals are struggling to maintain a positive margin, and they shed services in order to protect their financial position.
But the loss of labor and delivery is not always for financial reasons, says Gable.
Part of the challenge, and I would say operational challenge, has been that the birth rates have been declining. So, you know, we need a certain amount of volume, even just from the clinical space, meaning to keep competencies.
The state's maternity care desert is expanding. Zachary Adams is the executive director of the Center for Rural Pennsylvania. He says after the closure of a labor and delivery unit in Warren County earlier this year, there's a total of 8 contiguous counties without labor and delivery services,
which is home to around 35,000 women in the childbearing age who now lack local labor and delivery services. To put that into perspective, that 8-county region is larger than the size of Connecticut.
The center found that residents of counties without labor and delivery services travel an average of 27 miles to the nearest hospital with that service. This does not account for pre- or postnatal care. Many health systems like UPMC have outpatient locations. But limited rural access to labor and delivery could put a strain on urban doctors, Adams says.
You could imagine a scenario where those doctors in the remaining labor and delivery units are seeing an increase in their patient load. Not every birth goes to plan, and so we might expect to see an increase in emergency department cases where those ER physicians are the ones that are having to handle emergent issues that can arise with pregnancy.
UPMC tries to alleviate the access burden for patients by utilizing telemedicine. Gable lets his patients choose what's easiest for them.
We have telemedicine set up so that a patient can, if they don't want to drive to Wellsboro, they can set up an appointment with me as I'm there. I do bounce back and forth, and they're really just given the option. If they want to prefer to see me in person and they want to drive to the location I'm at, they're free to do that. Or they're also saying, oh, you know what, you live this distance away. Why don't we do a telemedicine visit?
UPMC also started a new residency model. The program trains family medicine residents alongside the health system's maternal health teams so they can get some exposure to obstetrics. For WVIA News, I'm Lydia McFarlane.
All right, I hope you're feeling up to date and ready for the rest of the day. Find more stories at WVIA.org. I'm Sarah Cinto. Thanks for joining me today. One more show this week, so make sure you subscribe and tune in so you don't miss anything. Have a great Friday Eve, everyone. I'll catch you tomorrow, right here on Up to Date.